Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios with three straight hours of heat. It is going to be a great show. We got some topics. We've got some topics for you. There is NBA, of course. There is NFL, of course. There are Olympic sports to talk about. So keep it locked right here on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or SiriusXM Channel 83. However you may be listening, the Odd Couple is the show for you for these next 3 hours. Let me welcome in my partner, Mr. Rob Parker. What's up, bro?
What's happening, Mr. Chris Broussard? What's happening on this Worship Wednesday? How's that?
Yes, it is a Worship Wednesday. I'm excited about it, as always. And I'm good. I got a long day. I had a long day, you know, co-hosted Undisputed. But then I got a long night, Rob, because I'm staying up to watch Team USA. They play Australia. Little revenge, little get back. They play Australia at 12:15 Eastern time this morning or tomorrow morning.
Nice.
So you'll be watching with me, right? We can text each other.
I will not.
What? It's only 9:15 out there.
Yeah, I'm not.
You have no excuse not to watch.
I'm going
to
pass. I told you. Wow. I've watched the highlights. I'm just not into it this year. I'm really not. I told you the Olympics kind of rubbed me the wrong way. I'm still rubbed the wrong way about it. So I'm just going to sit this one out and watch the highlights, read stories in the morning, you know what I mean, about what happened.
And it's hard to find out everything anyway. I mean, I'm paying attention to the basketball, obviously, so I'm looking up when it's on. But right. I've missed most stuff just because you can't.
Well,
it's hard
hours,
to know
right.
when it's on, and they got about 7 or 8 channels showing different things.
Yeah, that's always the other part, too, in this, is that you just, like, what channel?
Yeah.
Like, in the old days, it was NBC, and everything was on NBC.
Yep.
Now it's a piece on here. It's on Court TV. It's on, you know, I'm just exaggerating.
No, it's crazy.
But you know what I mean. It's on all their sister stations.
Yep.
Right? Is someone Peacock? I don't even know.
I've got the Peacock app. That's where I watch the basketball. The basketball isn't even on, like, regular TV.
Isn't on NBC, huh?
They're playing it late. You know, it's like they'll
play.
Well,
they're not
going to
interrupt the Tonight Show. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
They're not going to give up the Tonight Show.
They'll air the game tomorrow afternoon or something. But, you know, it's almost impossible not to know what happened now, you know, nowadays. So, yes, that'll be my night. But we got a great show. So let's welcome in the Odd Couple crew. Of course, DJ Alex Teichert. Not surprisingly, he's off today. But filling in for him is the heavy one. Yes. Our man, Don Brown. So he's going to get busy on a Worship Wednesday. Super producer, Rob G., is in full effect, and he's Rob, as you can imagine, he is just tickled pink about what his Lakers are doing. He loves Team Geriatric. And
Team
what
Geriatric, wow.
Actually, I said they're favored in the West. They got to be favored in the West. They got a lot of talent, but they got a lot of mileage, so we'll see how it works out. But
it might be on the side of the road, broken down, you know, halfway through the season.
It's going to be interesting. It does make it interesting, Rob. You got to say that. It really makes things more interesting. And so it'll be fun. And then, of course, on the updates, our man, the loquacious Mr. Brian Finley. Rob, let's start in the NFL. And we know that Carson Wentz, you know, I like to call him Wentz, he going to be healthy. Jokingly, I didn't know he was going to get hurt, you know, in the second or third day of training camp. But he's out for 5 to 12 weeks with the foot surgery. And there is talk, Rob. Remember, he's with the Colts. Last year, the quarterback for the Colts was one Phillip Rivers. Now, yes, Phillip Rivers is all of 39. He's so much of 39 that he will be 40 in December. But there is talk that the Indianapolis Colts should go ahead and sign Phillip Rivers as the replacement for Carson Wentz. Look, he led them to the playoffs last year. They lost in a tough game to Buffalo. And the argument goes, you know, he's still pretty good. You know, he played, you know, fairly well last year. This is a team that's built to win now. You know, nobody thinks of them as a Super Bowl team, but still, they're thought of as a playoff team. So don't waste, you know, the first half of the season or however long Wentz is out by playing Jacob Eason or any of these young guys who, you know, won't get you to the playoffs. Go get Rivers. And here's the other part of it, Rob. The thinking is that unlike bringing in a Nick Foles, which would mess with the psyche of Carson Wentz, you bring in Phillip Rivers, there's no controversy. There's no, oh, now they're, you know, he's going to be the court. No, this would be a stopgap. He's not thought of. He's not going to be the quarterback of the future. You don't have to worry about him being around next season to take your job or challenge you for your job. So mentally, it shouldn't mess with Carson Wentz. And so that's the argument for Phillip Rivers. And Rob, he was asked about it yesterday. He's coaching high school football in Alabama, where he's from. And he said that, hey, I'm staying in shape. I think he said, though, he wants to finish coaching the season. He talked about coming back in December or January, which to me kills it. But, you know, I'll get into that after you speak. But what do you think of the whole notion of going to get Phillip Rivers?
No way, no how. I would say have fun in high school coaching. There's a reason if he was any good, they could have held on to him if they really thought he was – going to get them over the hump. He's old man Rivers. I mean, come on, Chris. I think that's a bad move. I would look around to do something else. I know he knows the system, and he played there and whatnot, and I get the whole Carson Wentz psyche, but I don't think he could play anymore. I don't think he was that good, and I think he's an old 39, you know, and I think it would be a disaster for them to go back to him. He retired. Let him stay retired. That's where I'm at on him.
I agree with you that I wouldn't do it, but for different reasons. And my reasoning is that Phillip Rivers himself said, hey, maybe I'll stay in shape. Maybe in December or January, you know, I'll be open to playing for a team. If I'm the Indianapolis Colts, why would I want to bring him on in December or January? First of all, by then, Carson Wentz may be healthy and playing. Or by then, we're out of the playoff race because their first five games are really tough. They got five. They opened the season with five hard games. So they could be done fairly early or by the midpoint of the season. It's looking like it's over for them. Or if by some chance, whether it's Wentz or Jacob Eason or whoever is playing well and they're in the playoff race, why am I going away from that? So if Phillip Rivers had said yesterday, hey, I've been staying in shape, you know, I'm coaching football, so I'm out here throwing it around the field and I'm feeling good. And, you know, if a team calls me, hey, I might consider it. I'm in good shape. I could be ready. That's different. Because if I could bring him in tomorrow, I'll be honest, Rob, it doesn't rub me the wrong way. I think it could be fine. But December, that kills it for me. So to me, it's over now. There's no reason to talk about it if he's not ready to come back now.
Right, it's now or never. I agree with that, but I'm just not interested in him. Is there nobody else who could throw the football on this planet? I mean,
it's interesting you mention that because in San Francisco, look, we know who the quarterback of the future is there, right? It's Trey Lance. There's no doubt about it. The rookie out of North Dakota State that they moved up to get in the draft. But right now, the incumbent is Jimmy Garoppolo, who, Rob, all he does is win. I'm not saying he's Aaron Rodgers. I'm not saying he's Tom Brady. But all he does is win. He's 22-8 with the 49ers. And that same 49ers team, Rob, when he over the last 4 years that he's racked up a 22-8 record with them, Kyle Shanahan coaching them the whole nine yards, guess what? They're 7-27 without him. So say what you want about him. They handed the ball off throughout the playoffs, right? They didn't let him throw. Whatever. You were within 8 minutes of a Super Bowl title with Jimmy Garoppolo.
And that's when you should have been running the football. Right then and there.
Yeah, he could have made the coach's throw decision. To Sanders.
Right.
But still, you're right. Shanahan screwed things up. Now you want to throw?
Right.
It didn't You've even been make... running all game and all playoffs? Now you want to throw?
It didn't even make sense like that. And that wasn't even no second guess. You watching that game going, right. What are they doing? Like, really?
I was happy because I had picked the Chiefs. But still, you're right. It was like, this is ridiculous. But anyway, they are raving, Rob. Raving. The writers who are watching practice. Shanahan gave Lance first team reps today, which he said just yesterday he wasn't going to do, but he does it today. They are raving about Trey Lance. And so you wonder, could you go out and trade for Jimmy Garoppolo if you're Indianapolis? So that could be a possibility, but let me throw this at you, Rob. Who do you think the Niners should go with this year between Lance and Garoppolo?
If Garoppolo's there, you got to go with him. I mean, I think you start with him. Just what you talked about, his record. If you're serious and you think that you have all the other elements to make a run in the NFC, you know, I don't know how you go to a unproven quarterback in that situation when you have, you know, a guy who's won, who got you to the Super Bowl, right? Not 4 years ago, not 5 years ago, got you to the Super Bowl. A couple years ago.
I hear you. And that, look, a rookie quarterback has never led a team to the Super Bowl. Never. In the 100-year history of the NFL. Now, maybe that'll change one day. I mean, these rookies are coming in playing now a lot earlier, but it's never happened. And, Rob, on top of that, Trey Lance has played one game in, like, the last almost 2 years. And that game was at the FCS level in the Missouri Valley Conference. So that's a heck of a jump. And like you said, you've got a guy that can win football games. You've got a guy that the players believe in, right? They were raving about. They gave this guy, they made him the highest paid quarterback in NFL history based off of 5 games. So I'm with you. Look, if Lance is just looking like the best thing since sliced bread, I mean, I guess I get it, but I don't think he's looking that good, and I don't think Garoppolo's looking that bad. So I'm looking at Garoppolo. Unfortunately, it's a chance he gets hurt because he is injury prone. That's the whole reason they were looking for a new quarterback anyway.
You know, that's like everybody now. With the injuries, Chris, what's happened to sports? Everybody gets hurt.
We've talked about that.
Everybody gets hurt.
The better nutrition, the better weight training, the better travel,
better
right?
Everything.
The more rest, and they get hurt more in everything, baseball, basketball, football.
Everything.
There
used to be baseball players, Chris, used to play 160. Like, think about that now.
Yep.
Play 160 out of 162. You know, summers in those uniforms in St. Louis and hot places like that, playing 162.
Complete games.
And pitchers
used to
pitch.
We talked about it with DeGrom. Right. DeGrom pitched 6 innings a night, and he's hurt.
Right. Dwight Gooden pitched 16, Chris. Complete games.
Yeah. It
16 of his 32 starts. Complete games. Hello?
And I
with
used
no
to
pitch
think,
count.
I used to think, Rob, yeah, but, you know, low management and playing fewer minutes and all that. These guys are playing longer now. They're playing, you know, longer. Isaiah Thomas played, what, maybe 13 years. Bird played 13 years. But here's it was just those guys, Rob. Because Kevin Garnett played, what, 20 years, something like
right.
that? Vince Carter played 22. Stockton and Malone played 19 and 20, something like that.
I was going to say, yeah.
Jason Kidd. So it's not the load management. It's just dudes keeping themselves in shape or just your physical makeup, whatever it is. So I don't know that we can even say this allows guys to have longer careers.
I don't think it's a proof positive. I agree.
Right, right. But, yeah, I think you go with Garoppolo. Unfortunately, like I said, it's a good chance he gets hurt anyway. Then you can throw in Trey Lance. But play Garoppolo. It could, Rob, I could see this being, and I'm not saying Trey Lance is going to become Patrick Mahomes, but I'm just saying, remember, they sat Mahomes for a year. He was wowing them in practice, right? And they played Alex Smith, made the playoffs, and then they go to Mahomes, and, you know, the rest is history. So I could see that situation playing out there in San Francisco. Garoppolo's one, so I would go with him. All right, we're going to throw it out to you guys. 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Would the 49ers be better off sticking with Jimmy G over Trey Lance at quarterback this season, at least to start the season? Your turn to weigh in with Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, on a Worship Wednesday, the heavy one on the ones and the twos. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, and it's your turn to weigh in. 877-99 on Fox. Should the 49ers go with Jimmy Garoppolo or the dynamic rookie Trey Lance as their starting QB? What say you?
All right, let's kick it off with JR in Seattle. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, JR?
How are you guys doing today? It's a pleasure being on your show. Thank you for having me.
Thank you, buddy.
Thanks for calling in, brother.
So I just wanted to go with on this topic, Chris Broussard, you're absolutely right. They should start off with Garoppolo. All he does when he's on the field is win. Yes, I know that he is injury prone, but I mean, until he proves that he can't play on the field due to injury, he definitely should get the start. Trey Lance is the future. We know he's not going anywhere. We know there's a lot of hype on that. And to touch what you were asking Rob Parker about, what is it with, you know, what's going on with the players today in any of the leagues, load management, whatever it may be, as far as, you know, all the injuries. Right. I just happen to think that it's today's individual that's born and raised in today's society is not as tough. They're too soft. They're not as tough as we used to breed them. Of course, you know, with the rules that they've changed in all the leagues, yeah, it's easier, it's faster pace, it's more scoring, it's all of the above. But I don't think that these guys today condition their bodies the way that some of the legends and, you know, Hall of Fame players have in the past. I appreciate your time and love to know what you guys think about that.
All right, appreciate it.
I do think, Rob, I can't fault the conditioning of these players. I mean, I actually think the dudes are in better shape physically. Like, as far as they work out year-round, Rob, you know that. Like, guys used to take summers off, and that, maybe that was best. But I'm just saying, like, these dudes are in shape. They're built.
Yeah, but it might be too
stronger.
Much, though.
Right. Right.
Overkill.
Maybe you need to give your body a little bit of a rest in the off season. But I think, too, Rob, it's human nature. If you don't have to do it, you won't do it. Back in the day, the athletes didn't think they had any choice. You know, that it's just the way it was, right?
But don't you think that back then, people used to come to training camp to get in shape, Chris.
Right.
Like, that was – you used that. You didn't train the day after the season's over. You got a personal trainer and you're in the gym 4 days a week. Do you know what I mean?
And no, I
showing
agree.
All the videos to prove to people
right.
about all the work they're doing and all that. I don't think it. I think that's the problem, to be honest. And I think the body does need to rest. If you talk to people and you have a trainer or whatever, they don't think you should be in the gym every day.
That right.
they think
right.
your body needs to rest.
Well, and we've talked about it with like baseball. You know, I've talked to pitchers. I'm sure you've talked to baseball players who say, look, you don't need at 12, 13, 15 years old, you don't need to be throwing the baseball year round.
Right.
You used to play baseball, then you go to football, then you go to basketball or
all
whatever.
All they do is pitch
work
now.
Work other
right.
muscles, yes. And now they're specializing too much and their bodies may be wearing down at a younger age, Rob. You know, Tommy John, that's looked at like, that's almost like viewed as an automatic now, right?
Commonplace.
When you're
commonplace.
Young, yeah.
That was a big deal when people had to do Tommy John surgery. Sergio in El Paso, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's happening?
Hey, Chris, Rob, Alex, Rob, appreciate you guys, man.
Yep, thank you, yep. brother.
Hey, but I'm a diehard Niners fan, man, so when you guys talk about the Niners, I'm glad I could get in. Look, there's always three camps of Niners fans on this ordeal. There's the guys who hate Jimmy G, there's the guys who love Jimmy G, and then there's the people like me who I love Jimmy G, but I know his flaws, I know his shortcomings, okay? But he wins for us. So if he can keep winning, we have to start with him and just let Trey Lance learn and just let him go through the life of an NFL football player. And if Jimmy starts to fall a bit or if he gets injured, which the injury is more prone than him falling a bit, right, then we put Trey right. in and he'll probably go in seamlessly, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, if Jimmy G is not failing, if he doesn't start off his games with an interception or two, which he can, although he comes back hard from them, then he should be the guy winning for us this year, at least this year.
I'm cool. I agree with that. You know, it's only a year, and
yeah,
it can't
yeah.
hurt Rob
I
for
agree.
Trey Lance to have a year of learning and mastering the offense and getting used to them. That can't hurt him.
And if you're the 49ers, are you trying to start with a rookie quarterback who ain't ready, fully, Chris, and then
right.
trying to go back to Jimmy G, like it just
right.
that
what if
make
he's
sense.
Not ready, and then you got to bench him now?
Exactly,
you're messing with his psyche. Yep. All right, it is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. We got Mark Berman, old friend of mine. Did you know Mark, Rob, in New York? I know you knew him.
He's been there for 100 years. Of course,
yeah,
I know Mark.
I got a funny story about him. I'm gonna tell when he gets on. But New York Post Knicks beat writer, long time.
I know
he'll join us
because you've told it before. He's like, this is my last year on the beat. This is my last year on the beat. This is my last year on the beat. That was 20 years ago.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, our next guest, longtime Knicks beat writer for the New York Post. He was Jeff Van Gundy's favorite beat writer. Our man, Mark Berman. What's up, man? How are you?
Mark, this is ridiculous. How many years have you covered the Knicks? 30 years now?
Yeah,
how long has it been?
It seems like 50, but it's 21.
Wow.
And Chris Broussard will vouch that after my first or second year, I think I said, I won't be back.
Right.
And 21
I always
years
tell
now.
That story, Mark. I yeah. met Mark in Summer League, my first year on the beat. We're at Summer League. I think you had covered the Knicks 1 year, and you're like, yeah, this will be my last year on the beat. And here we are 20 years later.
Yeah,
that is stuck. Crazy.
But yeah, you guys know how it is on the beat. I mean, you go out to dinner together. You're with each other all the time. So you have a lot of fun, man. We had some good times together, Mark.
Yeah, and we missed it this past season because
right.
I think I may have done 7 road games. And, not a lot of us traveled because of the Zoom era. Weren't allowed in the locker room.
Oh, yeah,
right.
it's totally different nowadays. But, look, so what do you think of the Knicks? I mean, they were active. They got Kemba Walker. They got Evan Fournier, brought back Derrick Rose. What do you think of what they've done? Does it take them to another level or what?
Yeah, they saved face because the first day and a half of free agency went very poorly because where was their point guard? That's what they were aiming for. This wasn't their first choice or second choice or third choice, but they saved face and got Oklahoma City to – buy out Kemba. And, you know, listen, it's a risk, but it's, you know, $8 million. Oklahoma City thought they could somehow trade Kemba, but at $36 million for each of the next 2 years, he was untradeable. But Kemba still has a lot left in terms of his basketball IQ. It's whether he has enough left in his left knee.
Right.
Didn't play back-to-backs. It's a risk worth taking. They needed another point guard with Derrick Rose. They have a rookie, Miles McBride, who I think is going to be decent, but I don't know if he's ready. The Knicks want to be the fourth seed again, at least. And now at least they have a fighting chance. Before Kemba, I thought, oh boy, they may be slipping to a play-in situation as the ninth seed, you know, with so many Eastern teams getting better, like Miami and Chicago.
Yeah, the Kemba Walker thing, and sometime with the Knicks, you know, you go and get people a day late, a dollar short. Is that what this is going to be, Mark, or no?
Yeah, listen, that's what the Knicks' history is. They get guys who are past their prime.
What was it? Noah
Francis, Penny Hardaway.
Right.
Yeah. All these guys.
Yeah, of course. I mean, even Zach Randolph. It's just kind of a very familiar tune, but maybe luck can finally be on their side, and Thibodeau is such a great coach. It's all about the health of Derrick Rose and Kemba Walker, how this season will go. If they're healthy, I think they could maintain that fourth seed, maybe even slip past Philadelphia 3. I don't know what Philadelphia is going to look like. They have to trade Ben Simmons. So it's a gamble worth taking. Otherwise, I thought, honestly, they were slipping. I think Evan Fournier is a pretty good move. He was very underrated in Orlando,
right.
And I think he fits well with R.J. Barrett because he could create his own shot, something R.J. really can't do, and Evan's a better three-point shooter than R.J. They really struggled against Atlanta offensively. They were terrible versus Atlanta offensively, and they have now got two more weapons to battle Atlanta.
What do you see on the Damian Lillard front? You know, he's been associated with the Knicks. We all pretty much know that he does like the idea of possibly playing in New York. Do these moves kind of end that, or do you think that could happen in the future?
Oh, definitely it does not end it at all. I mean, that's the pie-in-the-sky situation. But listen, I know there's a lot of talk, you know, Knicks are number one on his list. And I've written that he's, you know, the Knicks are high on his list because Johnny Bryant is there, the Knicks assistant coach who goes way back with him to Oakland. And Damian looks at Johnny Bryant as a mentor. And I always thought that Damian had a yen to play on the big stage in New York. But Portland is going to make the best deal possible for Portland. Do the Knicks have maybe a little better trade chips because Burks is under contract and Noel is under contract? Maybe even Derrick Rose is under contract. So maybe there are some veteran pawns to put in with all their draft capital. So maybe they're in a little better position. But in no way, shape, or form have they given up on the Lillard dream because of Kemba Walker. We all know that Kemba's a risk. He broke down even in the playoffs against the Nets. He couldn't play the final two games. He probably has some form of arthritis in his left knee, which, you know, you can't, there's no medical miracle here. But hopefully he could give the Knicks a season or two.
How about Julius Randle? I mean, Julius had an unbelievable regular season and then wet the bed in the playoffs. I mean, couldn't make a shot, really, really struggled. What did you make of that? Was that the stage? Was that what happened there? I didn't see any type of defense that, you know what I mean, that the Hawks threw on him that made him, like, he just missed shots.
Yeah, they concentrated a little more on him than in the regular season, and DeAndre Hunter was healthy. But I think it was about Julius. He put too much pressure on himself. His adrenaline was so sky high for that game one, and it was a packed garden for the first time all year. And he admitted he just got mentally and physically drained in that second half. But I think the jitters got to him, and he was never able to find his confidence level after that horrible game one. And I think he will be much better next time. It was his, again, after all those years in the NBA, it was for his first playoff experience.
Right.
And also the first time the Garden was packed. So, you know, that's why the season was such a, you know, not fluky. I mean, I think the Knicks record was a little inflated because of how Thibodeau manages the regular season,
right,
playing Randle every single game. Randle and Barrett led the league in minutes, 1-2. So, but I think Randle will be better. And these moves with Fournier and Kemba does alleviate the pressure. RJ was not the second guy that could take the pressure off Julius against Atlanta.
There was a lot of talk, you know, when Worldwide West, William Wesley, you know, joined the front office. Obviously, Leon Rose is there. Do you think that it is paying dividends for this team and that they are, you know, a more favorable destination now for free agents? And, you know, they've been trying for years to get guys,
haven't gotten that big one.
And they had
though.
A bad reputation, yeah.
Right.
Do you think, and they still got James Dolan as the owner, so. Do you think Wes and Leon are going to make that much of a difference, or is that just a lot of hot air?
Right now, it's a little bit of hot air, as Rob just alluded to. I mean, they haven't gotten the big fish. They wanted right. Chris Paul twice, you know, when Oklahoma was trying to trade him. And then when he became a free agent, the Knicks were hoping to hop in, and Leon Rose was Chris Paul's agent, and they have a great relationship. But, you know, Chris Paul wanted to be on the West Coast with his kids live in, you know, Los Angeles, and he loved Phoenix, a great situation. So Leon and Wes just could not get him here, and they couldn't even get Kyle Lowry. You know, Leon has a lot of Philadelphia connections. He's from Cherry Hill, New Jersey, as is Wes, both of them, and know Kyle for a long time. But Kyle wanted to be in Miami with Jimmy Butler. And that's an issue I brought up on another show. It's like Julius Randle is a very good player and an all-star. But I don't know if there's a lot of other players begging or dying to play with him. He doesn't have that type of cachet right now in the NBA. He's a family man. He got married very young, had a young child. He's not a nightclub guy. So he doesn't have, you know, that pull to draw another superstar. I honestly think next summer, you know, when this whole pandemic is over, and I'm hoping Julius is, you know, he might be unrestricted, but I think he could sign an extension. But I hope Julius takes an active role in trying to recruit another star to New York.
Mm. All right, Mark Berman, great stuff, man.
Mark, we appreciate you, man, and all
good
your
catching up. Yes,
that's right. All the work you put in and being a beat writer that long, man, it ain't easy. We Chris and I both did it. We both were beat writers for the Knicks. We know what it takes, man. Keep doing a good job. Keep doing your thing, man. We appreciate you.
I appreciate it, guys. I know you guys have been through the wars too, and it's nice to hear those words.
No doubt.
All right, brother. See you, Mark. All right, we got more of the Odd Couple coming your way. We're going to talk Knicks and Chicago Bulls. That's next. Keep it locked, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, that's Riri, ain't it, Chris?
Yeah, I believe so. The heavy
Don.
Is that Aretha?
That it is.
Yes, I'm looking forward to seeing that movie.
Me too. I can't wait. Let me tell you, one of the joys of working in Detroit, and she was a big Pistons fan and used to come to the games, Chris.
Really?
And I got to meet her.
So she lived in Detroit.
Like, yes.
She stayed there. Okay.
Oh, yeah. No, she was Detroit through and through. She was born, I think, in the South, but, you know, grew up in Detroit. And what a beautiful woman, person, talented singer, one of... I don't get that week when I meet too many people. It was a thrill to meet Aretha Franklin.
Oh, I'm sure.
Can't wait to watch that movie.
I'm sure. No doubt. All right.
She is the queen of soul.
Yes. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Rob, we talked about the Knicks with Mark Berman. Let me ask you, does he mention, you know, Chicago and Miami and some of these teams in the East getting better? So Chicago adds Lonzo Ball, DeMar DeRozan, which is a nice pickup, and the Knicks add Kemba Walker, Evan Fournier. Which team, you know, the Knicks were the fourth seed and the Bulls were out of the playoffs. Which team do you have more confidence in right now to, you know, be the better team next year?
I'm still going to give the edge to the Knicks only because they've been there. They've done that. They have a coach who was the coach of the year. Like, they know where they're going. They know what they're doing. the Bulls just added, like, all these pieces, right? They got to fit together, see what's going on. They also added, what was the guard from the Lakers?
Caruso, Alex Caruso.
Alex Caruso, they added him too, Chris.
Yes,
like,
yes.
So I don't know what the Bulls are going to be when they put it all together, but I still got the Knicks above the Bulls.
Yeah, I'm with you. I like what the Bulls did. I definitely like what they did. I think Lonzo is a really good fit next to Zach LaVine. Zach obviously is a big-time scorer. Lonzo's a distributor. I like DeMar DeRozan, that addition. That's a veteran. You know, they got a bunch of young guys, and now you add a veteran in there. And I actually think because Lonzo can shoot the three, Zach can shoot the three, Nick Vucevic can shoot the free three, their center. I think that's a good fit for DeRozan because he doesn't shoot the three. He's a mid-range guy. He's a slasher. But I think they can accommodate him because they've got so much three-point shooting. So I do think they've jumped. I think they've improved. And I expect them to be better. But I'm with you. I would go with the Knicks to finish better than the Bulls. And I'm going to put a lot of it on Tom Thibodeau. Berman said it. Like he's going to win regular season games. If he's got guys that are committed and guys that are dogs and want to play and will do what he says, then they're going to win regular season games because they may play their guys more than other teams. They may play harder than other teams. They get after it defensively. And, you know, they probably – I don't think they're going to do anything in the playoffs. But I think in the regular season – they will pretty much max out. That's the way Thibodeau coaches. So I'm with you there. I mean, I guess a monkey wrench could be if Kemba Walker's knee just can't give you anything because of the knee.
Right.
But even still, you know, you still got Barrett. You still got Derrick Rose, who had a great playoff. You still got Julius Randle and Fournier. And so even so, they still could be a pretty decent team. I don't think they'll be the fourth seed, Rob.
Who, the Knicks?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't either. You know, I think it was flukish last year that they got into that spot.
Right, and I think the East is better. I mean, obviously you got Brooklyn, Milwaukee. I think Miami moves up because of their moves. Philadelphia, we'll see what they do with Ben Simmons, but they're still, I think, better than the Knicks. And what is Atlanta? I mean, you know, I'm not in love with them, but you got to give them credit. They did play not only – well in the playoffs, but for the whole second half of the season under Nate McMillan, who's now their full-time head coach. So, you know, they may be for real, and if so, they're obviously better than the Knicks, who they beat last year in the playoffs. So,
yeah, I'm with you on that.
Boston,
that's what
you know,
think.
What do they do? Yeah, so I just think that, and I think Indiana, Rob's going to be better too, getting Rick Carlisle, who's, you know, and he coached in Detroit. He's a good coach.
Right. And won a championship, got the Pistons turned around. Before Larry Brown won the championship for him, Chris, but he started it, you know?
Yep. So I think the Bulls will do well to make the playoffs, if they do. I'm not guaranteeing they will, but they'll do well to make the playoffs. And the Knicks, you know, I don't see that four seed, but I think they should make the playoffs. So we've got 2 hours left on this Worship Wednesday, and so much to get into.
Your boy LeBron,
He's tweeting. Is he tweeting and deleting?
Tweeting and deleting.
I sound like Walt Frazier now.
Tweeting and deleting and mata-leading or something. I don't know. I'm making up words like Walt.
We will get into LeBron. Look, apparently he's happy with his squad. So we will get into the Lakers and
why
LeBron's
does he care what
feelings
we think
about them. In a few moments. Keep it locked. iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.